أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم اجعل ما نقوله حجة لنا وليست علينا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Set the intention, inshallah, to be poor to Allah. This number one. Number one, we set with the poverty of the heart toward Allah. Meaning, I'm poor, ya Allah, give me. Number two is, we set the intention purely to Allah. Only to Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sincerity of what we hear, give us the ability of implementing what we hear, give us the quality. Say alhamdulillah loud. Alhamdulillah. And we set the intention, inshallah, for to implement what we say and to convey the message for those who need it. Yarhamkumullah. When somebody sneezes, he has to say loud, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And anybody he hear him, he said, Yarhamkumullah. And once the person who sneezes, he hears the people saying to him, Yarhamkumullah, he said, Yahdikumullah wa yaslih balakum. And also you have another intention. Is to make dua for the person who's talking. And ask, O Allah, give him sincerity. And put in his heart what is benefit to him, what benefit to other, ya Allah. And put barakah and blessing of what he's talking about. Last week, it was the beginning of Muharram, the beginning of Shahrullah al-Muharram. It's a month in Arabic calendar called al-Muharram. And today, according to some groups of people, it is the 10th of Muharram. What is the significance about the beginning of Muharram, and what is the significance about the 10th of Muharram, and what's the benefit from us, or what is the wisdom behind it? Anybody know? The beginning of Muharram, we call it the beginning of the Arabic calendar year. Meaning, when a Muslim meet each other in the beginning of Muharram, he said, Happy New Year. But we do not say Happy New Year. We said Blessing New Year. May Allah put Barakah in your year. May Allah allow you to do more in the new year. Why is New Year starting from beginning of Muharram? Because our calendar starts with the immigration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hijra. Min Mecca ila al-Madina. From Mecca to Medina. And from this point, we start calculating. We do not calculate from the beginning of Da'wah, which is 13 years before immigration in Mecca. We start from the immigration of Medina as the beginning of the establishment of the Islam in Medina. Let's share together with us tonight some, because inshallah, if Allah give me life, we're going to talk about it when the time coming to talk about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But for the time being, as a Muslim, every time we have celebration, we should really think what is the significance about it, and we gather the family and we talk about it, to live it. I know back home, we know this particular time by the sweet. In the beginning of Muharram, we have beautiful amount of sweet, and it become famous. Once it become beginning of Muharram, everybody waiting for this particular sweet. Once coming Ashura, we are waiting for a certain dish, also sweet. And according to where you are in the Muslim countries, or supposed to be Muslim country, you have different kind of sweet. Do you know anything more than the sweet you're getting? No. By this way, we're becoming a celebrating of the sweet. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are we really celebrating the sweet? Is the sweet is really the purpose? The sweet has nothing to do with Islam. The sweet just came little bit later on, tradition after tradition, and before you know it, the main purpose and understanding has been gone. Let's take today some snapshot about what happened in the night of my migration and what happened about today. Ashura, we can finish it in a few minutes. Why? Because when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immigrated to Medina, later on he found out the Jewish people was fasting in Ashura, in the 10th of Muharram. Every year he fasts the 10th of Muharram. And he asked, why the Jewish people is fasting the 10th of Muharram? They said, we fasting the 10th of Muharram as a thanks to Allah, the one who saved Musa from Pharaoh. He said, we belong to Musa more than you. And he himself, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he fasted the day of 10th of Muharram, and he said, if Allah allow me to live, I will fast the 9th and 10th. And another report, I will fast the 10th and the 11th, as a different. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said this sentence in the last year of his living in Medina, and the following year he died. And this why, as a Muslim, if I fast the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th, meaning I am living with the oath and the wish of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You understand it now? Even it is a sunnah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not even do it yet, which is the 9th or the 11th. That's it about Ashura. Because something we have to know in Islam. When we study Islam and we know Allah is all wise, Allah all wise, Hakim, Allah all knowing, He do not create anything before He planned it so well. By this way, certain things happen in a history is not a coincidence. For the Ramadan to be the month of the revelation of the Quran and all the books is not coincidence. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save Musa alayhi salam in a certain day is not a coincidence. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let Musa spend 40 days before the beginning of revelation is not a coincidence. Meaning, if we study in Islam, we will find out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has a unique time. He loves this particular time. And He put at this time a certain action to be done. For a wisdom Allah knows. You see how it goes? Certain accident, or what we call it accident or action or something happen, is already done before even we grow. We even exist. But why Allah chooses this particular time is a wisdom. Is a big wisdom behind it. Now, what is the wisdom behind it? This is something we have to dig. And the most important, because we never will understand the whole wisdom. We might understand one of the wisdom, two of the wisdom. But the ultimate depth of the wisdom, no way any one of us can know it. But I only know one way. If you ask Allah, oh Allah, show me. Teach me, Allah. Give me the wisdom of what's going on. Allah will give you. Do you know today why we do not have wisdom? Because we do not ask Allah for it. Everybody thinking, I'm wise. Okay, Allah, tell you, go ahead. Let me see how wise you are. How many of us asking Allah, oh Allah, show me the wisdom of what's going on? I do not understand what's going on, Ya Allah. If you return it to Allah sincere, you will understand. If you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the wisdom, Allah will give you the wisdom. Oh Allah, show me what you like for me to do at this time. Allah will show you. But Allah will not give it to you unless you ask for it. By this way, from Islamic perspective, we know. For sure, without no doubt, nothing happened accidental. Nothing happened just like that. Or by coincidence, no. Everything happened by the will of Allah. We say, سَبَّحِ اسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this surah. A few words, it means everything. Surah Al-A'la. سَبِّحِ اسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Praise all to you, Allah, the Most High. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. The one who created and perfected his own creation. Every one of us has to believe, this my perfection. Allah want me this way for a wisdom Allah know. And this why, if you know that, you will be content. You will have no envy. You will have no jealousy. You will not look to others. You always will a state of contentment of what Allah provide and give you. Look at the verse after that. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. And the one, قدر, coming from قدر, means the one He prepare and plan and guide. You see, He create in proportion, in excellent shape and situation. Somebody said, okay, what about the people who born with a problem? It is written this way for a wisdom. Has anybody can imagine one of the wisdom behind it? Anybody can tell me one of the wisdom behind all these handicapped people? And who born immature? Or have a problem? Or sick? Or missing limbs? or look so ugly? Why? Come on, anybody tell me?
As a trial.
As a trial to whom?
People around.
So why? What's the meaning? What's the sign? What Allah want to tell us? Is a lot. Is exactly similar to the beauty, similar to the intelligence, similar to the person who is weak, similar to the person who is so strong, is all the same. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, look, you can be this one, and thank me. And also to Allah show His Qudra, His power. Can you change the person? Can you give him what he's missing? You cannot. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His own wisdom, He tell you, I am the one who perfect, and I am the one who can take the perfection away, and show me what you can do. You see? It shows the power of Allah, and the complete despair, and complete paralysis of a human being, in the front of Allah's creation. To make you thank Allah, to make you glory Allah, to make you have gratitude toward what Allah give you. It has a lot of benefit and a lot of wisdom behind it. And for you as a parent, to show you, you cannot do anything. Why we do aqiqah? Because Allah gave me a child completely intact. By this way, I get a sheep completely intact. And the slaughter, and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, timing has a blessing from Allah. Certain time has a blessing. All the time is blessed, but certain time is blessed more than other. Why? For a wisdom Allah chose. We understand this point? Insha'Allah. By this way, even the immigration of the Prophet is not an accident. It was well planned by the Creator, Allah. And look at the Quraysh. The Quraysh get all the tribe together. They decided to make a plot and plan against the Prophet, to kill him, and to get one young man from every tribe. Is Rasulullah know about this plan? No. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he know about the migration 1 year and almost 3 months ahead. And another report almost 14, 15 months ahead. But he don't know only one thing. He said, in Jibreel came to him and tell him, Ya Rasulullah, be ready for the order of Allah to migrate. He said, when? He said, I do not know. Jibreel by himself, he doesn't know. Now, a year and almost 3-4 months, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A year and 4 months later, wonder what happened. Who's that? Angel Jibreel coming. Oh, Angel Jibreel, why are you coming at this time? It's almost before Fajr. He said, leave right now. The plot and plan against you. Now, when they plot and plan against him, again, what we learn from that? Do it slowly. Just move the kids and do it slowly. Okay. Now, please, you sit down and everybody will take his place. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. By this way, Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, he's coming and knocking. Again, in a wisdom and a time, Allah only knows. What happened before that? Right away, Angel Jibreel tell him what to do. And this we learn from it. Ali ibn Abi Talib, which is a son of the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this time, how long he was a Muslim? He was only like 9 years. Because Ali ibn Abi Talib, when he embraced Islam, he was 9. And you're talking about at this time, maybe he was in the average 15, 16 years old. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Ali, sleep in my behalf in my bed. And be covered with my cover. Do you know what this means? Meaning he can get a hit right away in his head and finish him. But the obedience and the sacrifice for Allah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, a year and a half ago, he get a message from the Prophet. He said, Ya Rasulullah, he said, Abu Bakr, be ready to my companion. He said, As-Suhba Ya Rasulullah, the companion Ya Rasulullah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left, he went right away to the house of Abu Bakr and he knocked. Wonder what happened. Before he knocked three knocks, Abu Bakr Siddiq, he said, Labbayka Ya Rasulullah. He was behind the door. He was standing behind the door. He said, Abu Bakr, is nobody know in earth except Jibreel and me. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel to tell me, how you know I'm coming now? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I do not know you're coming now. But you remember 1.5 years ago you tell me, be ready for the traveling? He said, yes. He said, from 1.5 years, I'm sitting and standing next to the door. From 1.5 years, I did not touch my bed. I sleep standing up. Look at the sacrifice. And we won't talk about sacrifice, what we did. Look what he did. He afraid to sleep for 1.5 years. He afraid when a call come, he will not be ready and he can be the cause of the death of the Prophet of Allah. Look at the love and surrender. And he went. In here also we can, was going to talk about it in Musa time, but we're going to talk about it now. When we went and stopped in a cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his wisdom, he did many beautiful things. The kids of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, which is two girls. One of them is Aisha, and another one is Asma. She doesn't have too many dresses. She has only one dress. She cut part of the dress to use it to carry the milk and the stuff to her parents. Because he used to travel a little bit and stay, little bit and stay. Because the distance of Mecca and Medina, how many miles? Anybody know?
260.
How much?
About 260.
260 miles. And they're going to take it walking in the beginning. And after that, they will have some mules. And they used to go and get branches of the dates. And once the father go and his companion Abu Bakr, the girls go to the desert and walk behind them and start going back toward Mecca by the leaf and the branches of the tree. By this way, they mask over the horse track and the mule track. And at night, Asma at this time was 9 years old. And we call our kids young. 9 years old. To care about a big, big duty is to care about the Prophet and her father and feed them in the middle of the desert. 9 years old. And when they went, after a few days, at this time, the tribe of Quraysh was really boiling and they preparing men all over to rethink and watch for Prophet Muhammad to kill him and send the killer all over to make sure they kill him. And then I'm not going to talk about it in detail tonight because we have many topics to talk about it, but in this journey The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he entered a cave. Anybody knows a cave? This cave is a cave they went to just hide until some of the scholars go by. And by the will of Allah, the moment they enter the cave, Allah sent, what do you call
spider.
It? A spider. And they built a huge web. And also bunch of pigeon. And they sit down and building a nest. All this happened in a few minutes. Now when the killer came, they find the horse going to the cave. But they look, they find the cave has an old net. And one of the killer, one of the people, he said, they must be inside. The another one said, look, idiot, the net is built before even we born. What are you talking about? And a pigeon, it cannot stay like that in a place somebody enter. This place is completely deserted for many, many hundred or thousand of years. What are you talking about, idiot? You see? Inside the cave, something else was going on. The Prophet was really tired. And he said to Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, I'm going to lie down a little bit. Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, no way. You will lie down except in my leg. Use it as a pillow. And he went, he take his cloth, he take his dress, and he start cut it. And cut it in small pieces, and put it in a holes. Because any cave has holes. Hole meaning has snakes. And he start fill all the hole with cloth and rocks. Except one big hole. You know what Abu Bakr Siddiq did? He put his toes and he filled the hole with it. The Prophet go to sleep. And when he was sleeping, after a while, he feel witness. Wit coming. He said, what happened to you, Abu Bakr? He said, nothing, Ya Rasulullah. He said, what happened to you, Abu Bakr? He said, nothing, Ya Rasulullah. He said, what happened to you, Abu Bakr? He said, just a fever. He said, what happened? He said, I think a snake bit me. He said, one bit? He said, I do not remember. It was biting me for many hours. And he made dua for him. And he was cured from the poisons of many, many snakes for many, many hours. Do you know what the meaning to a snake bite you over and over again? Do you know how it feels to have poison running in your body and shivering and have all kind of cramps? And he will not move. Just he afraid to wake up the Prophet of Allah. And after that, they heard the conversation of the men said, they must be in a cave. And Abu Bakr, he whispered to the Prophet, he said, Ya Rasulullah, if they look underneath their feet, they will see our feet. This was a small cave. He said, Ya Abu Bakr, don't be sad and don't be afraid. Allah with us. Allah with us. Not with me, as a Prophet with us. We're going to talk about it tomorrow if Allah give us life. Is Musa alayhi salam, when he was leaving Egypt, going to the Red Sea. The Bani Israel, the people of Israel, they ask him, oh Musa, we are going to be reached. He said, no, 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 don't worry. Allah with me. He will take care about me. They said, in this area is a very beautiful point in here. Musa alayhi salam, none of the people with him is a good believer. They do not have faith in Allah. This is why he said, Allah with me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu Bakr, he said, Allah with us, Ya Abu Bakr. Meaning, he add his own iman with iman Abu Bakr together. What kind of iman, what kind of faith? Look at the faith, the iman and yaqeen. What we learn, how much they sacrifice. A woman at the spirit of Ta'ab, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded people to go immigrate alone, and otherwise will be killed. At this time, a woman, Umm Salama, do you know what happened to her? Before she leave, she has only one son. Only one son. Do you know what happened to this son? Her tribe won the son. The husband tribe won the son. And they fight for the son. He's approximately 9 years old. They fight a big fight. This group of people holding the son with one hand, the another tribe holding the son with another hand. And in the front of her, the two hand was being taken off of her own son. And all of a sudden, her son has no arm. Not only that, they tell her, if you want to migrate, you migrate alone. No son, no husband. And she ran in the desert alone for Allah and His Messenger. We immigrate, they immigrate. But what difference of our immigration and their immigration? What they done, it generate Islam until today. And what we done, and what we doing, we destroy Islam all over. They immigrate for one intention, for Allah and His Messenger. If you study about the people who immigrate, male and female, you will be crying. You will be crying and be sad about what kind of person we are and what kind of people they are. They sacrifice everything for Allah and His Messenger. They used to say, فِدَاكَ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. With you, our father and mother, we choose you, Ya Rasulullah. Meaning, if they choose to sacrifice their own father and mother, it's better to sacrifice them for Allah and the Prophet more than anybody else. This action is not a talk, action. 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 This immigration. And when he went to Medina, we know what happened. And this is the beginning of our calendar year. I want to stop in here and we think. Musa alayhi salam immigrate. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam immigrate. And we immigrate. But look at the difference. And this why the Prophet ﷺ, he has a very famous hadith. He said, whoever immigrate to Allah and His Messenger, he immigrate to Allah and His Messenger. And whoever immigrate to dunya, to life and material, or a woman to marry her, his immigration to what he intended for. And we have to stop and think, what we immigrating for? Why our life is so miserable? Because we never immigrate for Allah. Do you know, according to Allah, any immigration is against you unless you immigrate to Allah. And in our life, we have four major immigration. If you're lucky, you will go through them. If you're not lucky, you will not even see them, and you will see the opposite. Is four immigration Allah love? And four immigration, shaitan love, the devil love. The four immigration, Allah love. The first one, you immigrate of a state of sins to the state of obedience. This number one. Number two, you migrate of state of obedience as a slave to Allah to the state of obedience to love Allah. Of love and gratitude. And number three, the migration of material status and material life to migration to love the hereafter. And the first one, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me to have it anew, which is the most beautiful one. The immigration from yourself and what it contained to Allah. Only you immigrate to Allah. Only you want Allah. You do not see nothing except Allah. You do not feel nothing except for Allah. You do not care about nothing except for Allah. All your action and all your deed will be only purely to please Allah. And at this time, taking or giving health or sickness, it doesn't matter. You do not feel it because you only belong to Allah. And at this time, you will be filled, your heart, with so beautiful faith and bounty from Allah, you do not even feel nothing. You will become like numb. People will look at you and say you are nuts. Because you are connected. You are somewhere, you are in this, you are physically walking in this life. But spiritually with your heart with Allah. But this do not come overnight. It needs a lot of struggle, a lot of sincerity, a lot of sacrifice. Can you see now? This is immigration. Is a verse in Quran or a part actually a verse in Quran is so beautiful, but those who understand it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise and give glad tidings to those who migrate. Do you know what he said? And those who immigrate and give support from the immigrator and the supporter. And those who follow them bi ihsanin, and those who follow their footsteps ila yawm al-deen, to the day of judgment. Do you know what this meaning? Anybody can know what this meaning? You can be among this verse. Any one of us today can be among this verse. You can have the same level in the eye of Allah like those people. You know how Allah ended up with the verse? Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is so pleased with them and they are so pleased with Allah. If you want to be among the people of this verse, very simple. Allah said one word. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And those who follow whom? The immigrator and supporter. بِإِحْسَانٍ, meaning with complete obedience and surrender to Allah. Those who follow the footsteps of these people, they will be with them in the same quality. Meaning Allah, from His own generosity, He can join us with this kind of people. But is a question in here. What I did toward Allah and His Messenger? What is the amount of sacrifice for Allah and His deen? Sacrifice. Not even giving. Not even trying. We just in the first stage. We just even, you know, it's almost like somebody go to the ocean and keep putting his feet to see if it's cold or hot. He tried to make up his mind. This is where we are. We do not even go to the water yet. Do you know why? If you touch the water with faith, you will go in. Once you go in, you will swim. Once you swim, you will feel the bounty and the sweetness of swimming. Once you're swimming, you will go in. And once you go in, you do not want to come back up. And this is what happened. But you see, is a huge difference between just putting your toes in the water and swimming inside. You cannot say, I know, because you do not know nothing. You are still wetting your toes. And this, believe me, this four cycle also, you cannot even explain it to somebody. Unless you wet your toes, you will not know. Until you build faith to really go and wet your body, you do not know. Until you really swim, you do not know. Until you really go, you will not have really good faith. And this is why today, I can tell you, today what's happening is in the front of the Muslim Ummah. I see it all the time. People even not willing to wet their toes. Or the people who wet their toes, you cannot even have faith to go. Why? Why they emigrate in this way and we cannot emigrate like them? To really talk about the trip of immigration, we have to go back to 13 years before immigration and see what these people happened to them. Imagine to be a Muslim at this time. If you marry, your wife might reject you. Or if your husband, your husband are rejecting you. If you have wealth, your tribe were rejecting you. Do you know in 13 years how many people embrace Islam with the Prophet Muhammad? Even less than 100. 13 years, he giving invitation day and night, and only 13 people, only 100 people approximately. Do you know this time what happened to these 100 people? Very few people was saved from torture because their status. But the majority, they was torture, severe torture for just a sentence. Is anybody was torture? No. Also at this time, something else happening. They sacrifice all their wealth because to emigrate from Mecca, you finished. You finished. Meaning whatever you own, whatever you gain, whatever business, everything is gone. Meaning you emigrate alone. One. Nobody emigrate in a group at this time. And none of them take anything. The maximum he take a horse or a mule. Some of them was very rich. They left all their money. One of them, when he was emigrating, and he was very rich, his name is Suhaib al-Rumi, because he was from Roman originally. And he was very good in using the arrow. And in the middle of the trip, the people came, a group, and surrender him. And tell him, we will kill you. He said, listen to what he said. He said, you know me. I'm very good. Before you kill me, I will make four of your wife at least a widow. Who want to be the widow first? Or I will give you another things. You know me, I'm a good businessman. And I make a lot of money in Mecca. I will tell you, where's my money? Go, take it, and leave me alone. They said, listen to what they said. We never know any lie from you. Tell us, where is the money? He said, in such and such a place. He said, go. When he reached Medina, because he went after Prophet Muhammad, before he reached Prophet Muhammad, you know what he said? Angel Jibreel was coming with a verse from Quran for him, for this man. He said, Rabh al-Baya Aba Yahya is the best merchant he ever did, Aba Yahya. You gain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And among people, those who sell themselves to Allah to gain the pleasure of Allah. Imagine all his wealth, all his life for one thing, to migrate to be the companion of the Prophet. Men and women and children did it. They did the sacrifice. Now when we talk about all these stories, unless we join it with our action, nothing we can gain from it. Now, tell me one of the questions you have.
What are the ways to show or invite people to Islam who has been lost for a very long time?
Let me repeat it slowly. What is the ways to invite someone who lost for so long to Islam? Right? If you watch my tape of da'wah, you will hear all the knowledge you want. But for the time being, I will tell you something. Inviting to Islam is not cheap. Why today our Islam is not growing? Because none of us want sacrifice. It starts by you. You have to have Islam in your heart, number one. You have to have faith in Allah. You have to have hurt for other who are going astray. Not anger, hurt. You have to cry for them. You have to ache for them. You have to sacrifice your life for them. Meaning you have to burn yourself for them. Why? Only for Allah. Once you are in this action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the door. He's the one who changes the heart. You can invite your father and mother all away, 6,000-7,000 miles away, and you're sitting here by your heart. It starts by the heart. It starts by your own action, by your own sacrifice. The more you migrate toward Allah, the more Allah will accept your prayer. The more Allah will accept whatever you have in your heart. And also it takes a lot of manner. Today we want to invite, but we do not want to have manner. Let me tell you something honest. And you cannot have manner until you are generous. You cannot have manner until you be generous. The more you're generous, the more Allah will give you the manner. And this is why you cannot find somebody invite toward Allah is stingy. No way. You cannot go toward Allah is stingy. No way. Allah will not accept you. And by the way, stingy, it has many styles. You can be stingy in money. You can be stingy in the heart. Stingy with arrogance. How many of us know what is right and even not able to do it? Because the nose is still too high. How many we really hear what is good, what is benefit to us, and we still cannot able to do it? Why? Why? Why our manner is not changing? Something deep inside wrong. Why my habit cannot change? Because I'm not even asking Allah. I swear by Allah, you asking Allah for good manner, Allah will give it to you. But also you cannot ask Allah and you sit doing nothing. You have to sacrifice. You have to do. You have to live it. You have to cry. You have to be worried. You have to think about these people. And when you see them, you deal with them with good manner. How many of us we hear that? And when the time coming, we cannot implement it. Why is the heart still sick? Purifying the heart is not easy. It takes time. And this why, if you really are a good inviter, you will not look to the mistake of other. You will look to your own mistake. You always look to your own mistake. If you really want to be invited to Allah, you will discover you are the one you should have this choose and beat up yourself. Because nobody is really wrong except us. not other. Because if I have the quality, people will be attracted to me. I do not have even to go talk. They will be attracted to me. Look at the way we talk today. Look at the way we invite other today. We invite them with a lot of arrogance. And we think this is invitation. This is not invitation. This is arrogant. If you invite, your voice will be humble, will be sweet, will be full of worry. To the point you can be tearing, or your heart will be teared apart from fearing. Where is Islam? Where is my brother and sister in Islam? What happened to them? I will be worried. But when I talk to them, I talk with a worry. I talk with humble. I talk with humility. I talk with generosity, with kindness. Where is that? This needs a lot of preparation inside. Inside, not outside. And this, inshallah, I invite you to watch my tapes about da'wah.
Sacrifice, the pillar of sincerity.
Sacrifice is the pillar of sincerity. We heard it already. You cannot call yourself have a sincerity unless you sacrifice. Today, most of the Muslims claim they have some sincerity. No, it's not. The majority is a liar. Big liar. Imagine I was talking to Shariza and about one sister. Every time she cannot watch the tapes. And she said, my family is always watching the tapes. It's only $150. You can buy another VCR and have a TV. How much money we spend all over? We're not willing to do that for Allah. We're not willing to try. Where is sincerity? By this way, sincerity, the core of sincerity is sacrifice. Not by tongue. You said doing nothing is nothing. Sacrifice. Look at what we're talking about in the time of immigration. They sacrifice with themselves, their life, what they own, what they gain, what they have. Today, if Allah give us a status, which style of life get just changed, we become like a rabbit. Where's the iman and faith? What we worry about? All of a sudden, Allah give you a small test, and all of a sudden you fail? A lot of us is a failure in the front of Allah, but we do not see it. Why we cannot see it? Because blindness. The only way to start really, sacrifice. There's no way out, sacrifice. The more you sacrifice, the more you will see. Allah will open. Allah will open. Because the reality in life, you always sacrifice for whom you love. For whom you love, you sacrifice. Why when the time coming to any Islamic thing, any have anything toward Islam, we have no time. And anything toward any stupid thing, we have all the time. The time is the same. Me is the same. 7 days is the same. The 24 hours is the same. What's the difference? And this is why we have to go back and check the amount of sacrifice.
How to have more time to do good deeds, or the way to be able to do more for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Okay, let's phrase this question again. How you able to do good deed, and how
do we have more time?
How to have more time to do good deed? Anybody can give me the answer? How we can have more time to do good deed? How?
You make the time.
How are you going to make the time?
Scan a comic book, scan it yourself.
Why are you going to do that?
Well, time management.
Why are you going to do time management?
So you have the time to do good deeds, and you have time to do everything else.
Reach deep. Why? Why are you going to do that? All what you said is correct, 100% correct, but why? Why are you going to do that? Why are you going to do time management? Why you need to put in a calendar certain part to do some good deed? Why? It's good to help people. Why? Come on, it's only one person. Talk. Why? I'm waiting for one word.
Sacrifice.
Why you want sacrifice?
For a creator, because he created you.
Meaning you value what you want to do.
Yes.
Can you see it? You will never able to do that unless you really value what you do. Because always you sacrifice the high value for low value. Can you see it? If we understand who we're working for, who we're trying to please, you think we're not going to do sacrifice? We're not going to do time measurement? We're not going to do planning to our time? Yes. The more you know about Allah and what He's planning for you, the more what you're going to do? The more you're going to have time. I can put it for you in another word. The more you sincere and honest and truthful to yourself and Allah, the more Allah will allow you to do. Because you cannot do it unless Allah allow you. But why Allah allow you to do? Unless you want Allah. Can you see it? The more you want Allah, Allah will open and make it easy for you. It is Allah. It's Allah.
A tiger wants.
Okay? It's a very simple way. It's Allah. But why? Why we do that? You cannot do that unless you realize the truth. What is the truth? The hereafter is better for me than this life. And this leads us to another question. Go ahead.
What is the way to be able to do more for the pleasure of Allah?
Yes, we said that.
Quality of the person and the fault and weaknesses of the person between humble and arrogance.
Okay. You see, what we're saying is all connected together, believe it or not. What we're talking about is linked together. You cannot take one apart from another one. If you look to these people, the people who migrate, look what Allah did for them. Look to the amount of ability Allah allowed them to have. Why? Sincerity, sacrifice, honesty, truthful to Allah. They want Allah, they really love Allah. Imagine no husband, no wife, no money, no land, no tribes, no clan, nothing, only Allah. Today we won't do it in the middle of what we have. It doesn't work. This is why Allah will test you in your job, in your health, in your money, in your family. In whatever is connected to your heart, Allah will take it away to see what you're going to do. But we attached to material so much, we cannot let it go. Meaning, our real love is not there. You see, our real love is not there. Because if our real love is from Allah, anything will come in easy for Allah. Now, why we cannot have all that? This we can discuss it in this topic now. What's the topic you were saying before?
Quality of the person.
Quality of the person. Where is our quality and what else?
Can I go back to some hadith Qudsi?
No, but one more. What's the quality of the person?
Quality of the person and the fault and weaknesses of the person between humble and arrogance. Why am I not perfect? Why I have default? Why do I
Wait. I cannot memorize all this. One thing at a time. Let's go back for a moment about what I said. What I said, we can summarize it in three hadith. Three say of the Prophet. And listen carefully, because these three hadith, it containing everything we are into it now. Why we cannot do too much? Because we attach to material status too much. Why we attach to material status too much? Because we love it. Why we love it? Because we do not love what Allah prepared for us. Now let's hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, he said, O dunya, O this life, من خدمك فاستخدمي. O dunya, whoever be a slave to you, make him a slave. Whoever, من خدمك فاستخدمي. Whoever is slave to you, make him a slave to you. Meaning, whoever work for you, make him a slave for you. وَمَنْ خَدَمَنِي فَخْدِمِي. And whoever serve me, be slave for him. Let me repeat it again. Whoever serve you, the material status, make him a slave to you. And whoever serve himself to me, Allah, O dunya, be serving to him. If Allah said that, is this not enough? Allah promise you, if you work for me, I make the whole dunya work for you. Another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, من أحب دنيا أضر بآخرته ومن أحب آخرته أضر بدنيا فآثروا ما يبقى على ما يفنى. Whoever loves his material status, he will destroy his life status after the hereafter. And whoever work for the hereafter, he will destroy his life status. Choose what is staying of what is leaving. What is leaving is this life. What is staying is the hereafter. Only if you know. Another hadith Qudsi, he said something beautiful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith Qudsi meaning a word of Allah direct to us. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man asbaha, whoever wake up, and all his hem, all his agony, all his thought, all his wishes, is one thing to please me and gain the hereafter, I will join his heart and fill it with richness. And I will bring life and material status toward his hand and make it easy for him, and I will put blessing in it. And I make him among those who are closer to me. And whoever wake up and all his thinking, accumulating of this life, and worry about different things in this life, I will fulfill his heart with poverty, poorness. And I will listen the angel to stand between his eyes, the stem of poverty. And I will fulfill his hand working. And he will not reach except what I give him. And in the end, he will be cursed by me. By this way, when we wake up in the morning, we have two styles of waking. One wake up and all he think about it, how I gain my day. Meaning how I gain some good deed. And some only think about how I gain some material status. And Allah promised those something, and Allah promised those something. And we hear it. And this is answer us in all our life. Now, why I do not have the quality? Very simple. Imagine if a person really his heart attached to dunya, attached to material status, meaning he's sick. He has the ultimate. Please be quiet. Okay? Respect all the sound in here. Only the sound you respect, not the another thing. You know? Now, this is what you call it, a real destruction. Now, and all our life is like that. Do you see what you see? Can you see it? Really, can you see what happened? No, you can hear it only, but you cannot see it. Why? It doesn't have any power. It doesn't have any strength. This is exactly of what happening to us in this life. All what happened to around us is a destruction. Doesn't mean nothing. It come and go. It has no value. You cannot even see it, touch it. You think you do, but you never do. I'm serious. You see? It's a wisdom. It's a wisdom behind it. Do you know what we're running after? Is war weaker than what you heard now? Because it has no value. I never stay. It's just what you heard. Just sound. It really vary in a place? No. Because once we die, nothing we can take. If you look at our life, your life is example like that. Your life, all our life like that. It come and go. It come and go if you really think about it. What you gain? Nothing. What you really gain? Nothing. You think you gain. Because in any given time you find out Allah sent something, you take it. And it has no value. Even your pleasure is always gone. You see? What this meaning to us? Imagine if we're running after like this. This is what we're running after. You think you can catch it? You know? You think you can catch it? No way. And this is the reality. And the reality, you leave it. By this way, you're running after illusion. You're running after illusion, and you will never reach it. And this reality. Now, why we do not have the quality? Imagine if a person running after illusion, what kind of person is that? Is stupid or not? Yes. Do you know what happened to you if you're really running after material? You have to have arrogance. You have to have selfishness. You have to have greed. You have to have envy. All the dirty and evil diseases you will have. You have to. Because you're not content. You're not content with what Allah gave you. You see? Because if you're content with what Allah give you, none of this will matter to you. You see? And one of the things we should be attached to is a destruction. Imagine we attached to destruction instead of be attached to Allah. Even a gathering like that, any action happen, it will actually test for you to see where is your heart. Are your heart going to be attached to imagine? Or your heart attached to hear what Allah said? But this is explaining to us where is our heart. Our heart is ready. I'm serious. Our heart is ready to be scattered. Because if my heart connect to Allah now, it doesn't matter. A situation will come and go. I will not even think about it. I will not think about it. Like one scholar, one time he was in a meeting like that, and somebody knocking the door. He find all the audience, and instead of looking at him, looking through the door, except one. And he start crying. So you ask him, why are you crying? He said, this is the condition of us. Allah telling you, I'm opening the door for you. And all of a sudden, a person opens the door, your heart move towards the door. You won't know what the door will bring. And Allah opened the door of goodness to you. And you said, oh Allah, I'm busy now. This is, it teach us where our heart. If you are in a gathering and your heart and your eyes get distracted easy, do not blame the person who's doing it. Blame yourself. If your heart is really attached, if the whole thing, if an earthquake happened now, you will not move because your heart is so attached to Allah. But this will not happen overnight. Because right now is the reality it happened. The reality of your heart will show up. How much a tiny distraction can do to us and doesn't mean nothing. Imagine what about life. And the life is example of what happened. Exactly. But in a big picture. Like when you have a big screen or a small screen. But you're watching the same. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is the reality of us. And where are we going? How much we value what Allah promised us, and how much we value what Shaitan promising us. Because the devil is promising and Allah is promising. We supposed to deny what the Shaitan promised and we obey what Allah promised. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us. The devil will never advise you except of a lie. All his promises is a lie. And believe it or not, in our life you see it over and over again. By this way, why I do not have a good quality? Good quality do not come unless you straight your heart with Allah. Why I get envy? Why I get jealous? You see, if I'm content with what Allah give me, do you think I will be jealous? If I'm content with what Allah give me, I fear from the future. If I really content with what Allah give me and I love Allah, you think I will not be generous? You think if I go to somebody else's house, I will look what they have and what I do not have? I will worry about how I look like? No. I will look and worry about how my heart look like. Anything else?
I have one topic. The road to paradise or the road to Jannah,
inshallah? The road to paradise or the road to Jannah. This reminds me of something very beautiful. A small book of one author in old days. I love it so much. He said, Inni muhajiran ila Rabbi. The name of the book, I am immigrating toward Allah. And he talk about all this immigration I'm talking about. You see? And this again is it explaining what we're talking about. By this way, if I'm honest to myself, I ask myself, if me going toward paradise or me going toward hellfire? Very simple, if I believe about it. If my action lead me toward this or that. How I know? Very simple. Read Quran. See what Allah said. And see your quality. Is your quality among those who belong to paradise, or your quality among those who are hypocrite or disbeliever? Like one scholar said, he said, nobody read Quran without Quran will reveal you. Meaning you will be among one group. In any given time, every one of us among one of the group in Quran. And this is why my pamphlet, I said, please read it. Because I summarized in this pamphlet, all the verses belong to the quality of the believer and the quality of the hypocrite and disbeliever. And if I'm honest, when I read it, I ask myself, where am I? If I'm among those, or I'm among those. Sister Shane, you were having a question?
Yes, brother. I know myself and my family, the reason why the Prophet fasted for 2 days, and we're curious, we want to know why.
MashaAllah.
If you can just give us the date.
Okay. Why is 2 days? Is the Prophet fasting 2 days?
Today and tomorrow.
Okay. What happened is, because we love your family, I'm going to repeat it. I said it already. But for the benefit of this family, I'm going to repeat it quick. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he migrated to Medina, from Mecca to Medina after many years, he found out the Jewish people was fasting at this particular day, which is the 10th of Muharram. Okay? And what happened is, he said, why the Jewish people is fasting? He said, there's a day, Musa alayhi salam, Allah saved him from Pharaoh. And the Jewish people fasted as thanks to Allah of saving Musa. He said, we belong to Musa more than you. And he fasted this particular day. In the year before he died, he said of the meaning of, if Allah allow me to live for the following year, I will fast the day before or the day after. And this is why we fasting another extra day, as to fulfill the wish of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after he died. And this is what it means. It has nothing to do with sweetness or anything. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever spend in a good cause and make his family happy in this day, Allah will open and make his life happy and fulfill all the year to come. What it mean in here? A family has a need. You go fulfill the need of the family. If you fulfill the need of the family at this particular day, Allah fulfill your need for a whole 1 year. What happens if your family doesn't have really a need? Now, what you do, go to another family, has a need, and fulfill their need. Allah will take care about you and your family for a year. And it's a promise from Allah, from the Prophet ﷺ. Another thing, we forget something. Today we have a disease. Once we said the family has a need, we think about food, or clothing, or a toy. But in actual reality, we all have a need. We need paradise. We need the pleasure of Allah. We need the mercy of Allah. What more than need than that? I remember my father, may Allah give him mercy, in his grave, he used to join us together and sit down. And said, what you done in 1 year? This is the day you cry and ask Allah, what you done? What you gained last year? And if you are a loser, you should be in a state of crying and ask Allah, oh Allah, allow me to be saved. Save me from my own self and my own temptation. Save me from my ignorant and arrogant. Give me the quality of Allah. We talk about quality. How many of us sit in a day like that and said, oh Allah, give me wisdom. Give me guidance. Give me light. Give me understanding. Save me, Allah. Make me pure to you. Oh Allah, I need a new car. Oh Allah, I need four tires. Oh Allah, new refrigerator. Oh Allah, you know, this vacation I wanted to have in. Oh Allah. You see, all our dua is full of material. But actually, this day, you ask Allah for the ultimate. What about, oh Allah, give me afw wal afiyah. Oh Allah, erase my bad deed. Erase it. Oh Allah, give me a good deed, Ya Allah. Open my vision to you, Ya Allah. Make me love you, Ya Allah. And make other love me for you, Ya Allah. And make me the cause of making other love you, Ya Allah. What about that? Oh Allah, make me be pleased with you and be pleased with me, Ya Allah. Open the door of good deed to be pleased with me, Ya Allah. What about judging ourselves? What about even sit down and crying over your own family? Not pinpointing, no, just crying. Just crying. Wallahi, if we just start crying and attach our heart to Allah, is more benefit than any speech. Any question, any concern, this is a day. This is a day. Now we heard what we're planning to do, what we heard, what we intend to do, Even intention. How we set our intention. Do you know after you hear what you hear, you should set intention. Because Allah gives you according to your intention. And after the intention, try to implement what you intend to do. This sincerity. And if you have obstacle and problems, say to Allah, make it easy for me, Ya Allah. And steadfast of what you intend to do. According to the steadfast with Allah and sincerity and honesty and truthful, Allah will obey. Believe me, this topic can take many, many hours, but it's not about how many hours. It is about how much we really connect our heart to Allah. Any question, any concern?
Yes. Concern Ashura. Are there any other events connected to the day Ashura? Any other events with Musa?
No, that's it. This is what has been reported. Any another cause? No. We talk about it. All our family, yes, have beautiful dishes and sweet. It has nothing to do with the event. The event is very simple, is what is reported by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
If my family and I immigrated to the United States, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for dunya, how can I correct that?
MashaAllah. If I immigrate, me and my family, from whatever country, supposed to be a Muslim living country, to America. How I can change it? Very simple. Very simple, but need intention. Because Allah, Rasulullah, He teach us, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَةِ All action according to your intention. What you do before Salah, you intend. And Allah is so generous. All you have to do inside of your heart, some scholar said, I heard, make two rak'ah tawbah. Make two rak'ah tawbah. Meaning make two rak'ah tawbah, meaning repent to Allah from the state of sins. Because anybody here is not involving in inviting towards Islam, he's a sinner. In the front of Allah, he's a sinner. Even if your money completely halal. We not belong to here unless we are living as inviter toward Allah. Even working and living and this and that, should be running toward inviting toward Allah. By this way, start with yourself, number one. Two rak'ah to Allah, tawbah, purify your intention, and re-correct your intention. And start crying to Allah, asking Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to put reality of your intention in your life. Because you cannot set the intention and all your life in the opposite direction. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And even if you still have in your heart the want and the desire to do and really gain material status, cry to Allah to take it away from your heart. Somebody said, what do you want me to do? Meaning divorce the whole life? I did not say that. But your life should be geared toward Allah. Meaning my life, my way of life, everything for Allah. My money, my everything for Allah. And after that, if you are honest and sincere, Allah will put blessing and light in you, and people will be attracted to you. If people is not attracted to you, meaning you is wrong. You did not reach it yet. Not them. Because today we want to invite our family, but we do not have it yet. You see? We want to invite our family, but we do not have it yet. It doesn't work. You cannot invite somebody to something you do not have it. You have to have it. Steadfast, be patient, invite others with kindness and generosity, and be patient in their manner until Allah opens, because the opening from Allah. But we cannot wait for others. Start by yourself. And do not blame nobody. Right? MashaAllah. Any question, any concern? This time, actually, the Prophet ﷺ, one of the months, the most beloved month to the Prophet after Ramadan is Al-Muharram. He used to love it so much, and he used to encourage to do good deed in this month. Again, why? Every time Allah choose to be a specific time is blessing time. By this way, Allah is overwatching at a certain time more than other time. I consider it also according to Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ لَنَفَحَاتِ فَتَعَرَّضُوا لِنَفَحَاتِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has some beloved blessing time. Choose this time and show Allah the best at this time. Even if you cannot do, just cry to Allah and ask Him, He will give you. You see, Allah is so generous, He give you according to what you want and what you intend for. Any concern, any question? This side today is quiet, mashallah. The silent side. What happened? Maybe because you don't eat? Is this a cause? Again, I want you to remember what you heard in the beginning. Whatever happening to you is the best for you only if you know. Whatever happening to you, you should be in a state of contentment and thanks to Allah. And if you do not understand, ask Allah to give you wisdom. And anytime somebody look at you, said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Okay, inshallah? No. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I was talking to some brother, I love him very much, last week. And I asked him, how are you doing? He said, Alhamdulillah. I said, why are you starting with Alhamdulillah? It should be Alhamdulillah, and maybe you have But it should be Alhamdulillah first.
What was it been now?
It's still, leave the person in hidden. Don't talk about him. Even if you have a pain, can I have pain and said, Alhamdulillah? No. I said, Alhamdulillah, I'm pain. Always Alhamdulillah above anything. Do you know why? Anybody tell me why? Can we complain? Let me, again, I said it last week, but I have to repeat it today. Imagine, I said it in one of my tapes, a young girl, almost 11, 12, 13 years old. Her name is Amira. When she embraced Islam, she was a slave of a woman. This woman, every day, she has argued with her about Islam. And she beat her up in her head. And she tortured her. Day by day, torture and beating, in the head. The girl lost her eye vision. She cannot see, she become blind. And her body was so bad, and she started losing even, you know, like focus, meaning she started becoming abnormal. Now, when she become in this status, this woman, she started giving her a different kind of torture. She said, look, because you left our God doing this to you. Because you are a disbeliever. And she start really doing this to her daily. This girl, look at the iman. She said, oh Allah, the pain I believe is from you. My eye blindness taking, I'm thanking you for what you offer me. All the torture, I do not care about it. I have my iman in my heart. But what she said, oh Allah, just because what she said, show me a sign to let her know she's wrong and I have a Lord. And she started crying to Allah. She cried so much to Allah in one night. You know what happened? She wake up the following day, her vision was good. Her mental status is good. Her shape and body is good. Even the area which used to be tortured by fire is like never been tortured. And she said, look at me. The woman was shocked. Do you know what this girl did? She did something unbelievable. She was young. She was hurt. She said, oh Allah, and accept my dua and do not let her die until she tests what I test from her. Do you know what Allah did? He accepted her prayer. She go no cuckoo. And she used to command people to beat her up in her head. And she used to torture herself and let people beat her up in her head until she died. Because a young, sincere girl to Allah. Look at sincerity, what it does. You do not understand sincerity, what it means. Do you know what sincerity means? Meaning you are with Allah. Do you know what the meaning you are with Allah? Whatever you desire, whatever coming in your heart, Allah will give you if it's good for you. You do not even have to say it. And if you study in the time of immigration, you see how many men and women Allah gave them many miracles just because their own piety. Where we are from that. But look at their own belief. Do you know a woman, a single woman, young woman, maybe 18, 17 years old, she was immigrating alone when her own tribe came and captured her. Do you know what they did to her? They let her sit in a camel, almost half naked. Do you know what this meaning? From the sand and the sweetness and the heat, her skin become falling apart. In 150 degree, in the desert. And every time they sit in the shade, they make her sit in the sun. And with burning sand in the front of her. Until today, I take you to the same places. You just touch the sand, touch it. Just for a moment, you will hear your own toes. Pshhh, like eggs. In a few seconds. And this woman tortured day and night, tortured day and night. In weeks, she lost her hair. She lost her vision. She lost many of her skin. She has a, like what we call a third degree burn. Even in her own private part, in her own legs, all over. And one day they put her in the sand, been like tied to the ground. No water. Sun beat her up. Do you know what she did? She cried to Allah. And she said, ya Allah, again he was giving her the same thing. You left our Lord, our gods, and this why? Because you left our God, what happening to you? Even in the state of the heart, because she cannot talk. She prayed in her heart with her own heart. And she said, ya Allah, you know I love you, and you know I believe in you, and I know whatever is happening to me is nothing compared to the faith I have for you. But, oh Allah, if they take me back to the tribe in this condition, they will disbelieve in you more and more. Oh Allah, make me a sign for them and make me the cause of spreading Islam by you, ya Allah. Do you know what happened? Before she finished, she saw an angel coming from the sky with a bucket of water from paradise to her mouth. She drank, and after that the water spilled all over her body and the bucket lifted again. Do you know what happened to her? When they wake up of their own sleep, they find her up completely like never been touched before, in the exactly shape of the beginning of the trip. and the tide is still the same. They run after their bucket of water, they find out nobody touched it. They said, who did this? She said, the one I believe of him. She was very worried. They take the tie away. They said to her, whatever what you believe is the truth, because nobody can do this to you except the Creator. And at this time, do you know how many people was with her? Over 100 people. She invited them toward Islam. And instead being tortured her, she becomes a teacher of all these people. And she went to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, my tribe and my people is all ready to embrace Islam with you, Ya Rasulullah. One young girl. But look at the faith. And look what they went through for Allah to test them. And they did not complain like baby. And they start going toward Allah. And this is what we have to learn. How to go to Allah. How to faith. What we are going through with the faith is from Allah for testing us and purify us for the goodness of us. Allah does not want us to be tortured. Allah, He loves us only if we know. And this is what we should learn and live. Read about what's happening. The stories over and over again, because all of them went through it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this night to be a blessing night for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be a slave and pure slave to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be a working guider to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live in this life and our heart connect only to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to know what is the reality and who is the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the light and wisdom in our heart and guide us and make us a guider of others, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put blessing in this family and this night, Ya Allah. And for all those who make effort to come. And oh Allah, forgive all those who cannot make it. Forgive them, Ya Allah. And send them the message of what we say. Send it to them, Ya Allah. You are the doer, Ya Allah. And forgive them, Ya Allah. And give them the ability to come and listen, Ya Allah. And guide them, Ya Allah, by your own will, Ya Allah. And don't let our heart have any bad feeling for no one, Ya Allah. And always think about how to reach you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept our effort, Ya Allah. And give mercy to all our dead, Ya Allah. And give us mercy in a moment of death, Ya Allah. And a moment of the grave, Ya Allah. And the day of resurrected, Ya Allah.
Amen.
And make this life witness to us, not against us, Ya Allah. Allahumma taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta arhamur rahimin. Allahumma inna zalamna anfusna zulman kathira. Wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إنا نسألك سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة ونسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم اختم لنا وأنت راض عنا اختم لنا وأنت راض عنا اختم لنا وأنت راض عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.